What's up, kids and kids at heart? This is Avery Golden, and you're listening to Cartoon Connoisseur, a podcast for all my avid animation aficionados, complete character crazies, and everyone else enamored. Today, we must pay homage to the ultimate voice acting auntie, Cree Summer. If the name doesn't sound familiar, then I'm sure the voice will.
I hug you and squeeze you and kiss you and put coins in your eyes. That's why we gonna be kids next door forever.
I am Kiragakash. Welcome to the city of Atlantis.
Angelica, you know that you're mean to those babies, and I've had enough. I will not let you bother them again.
Cree Summer began her acting career after an impromptu casting request from her dad when she was only 11. See, the voice acting bug runs in the family, and Cree's father, Don Franks, was voicing Squints on Inspector Gadget. He asked if Cree could read for Penny, and well, the rest was history. Her unique throaty voice was instantly recognizable to viewers, as well as casting agents who began frequently casting her in animated programs. Summer has voiced over 300 animated characters since then. These have spanned video games, cartoon television series, animated films, and commercials. Among her most famous roles was an Inspector Gadget as Penny, as previously mentioned. Also WB's Tiny Toon Adventures as Elmira Duff, Susie Carmichael in Nickelodeon's Rugrats, Cleo the Poodle in PBS Kids' Clifford the Big Red Dog, Miranda from Nickelodeon's as Told by Ginger, Foxy Love in Comedy Central's Drawn Together, Number 5 in Cartoon Network's Codename Kids Next Door, Valerie Gray in Nickelodeon's Danny Phantom, Penelope in Barbie as Rapunzel, Tiff from Nickelodeon's My Life as a Teenage Robot, and Princess Kida for Disney's Atlantis. You can't tell me that her iconic voice isn't instantly recognizable, even though she has a wide range. Cree Summer not only does voice acting, she is also famously known for playing Winifred Freddie Brooks on the NBC sitcom A Different World. A Different World was directed by Thea Debbie Allen, and it depicts the life of students at Hillman College, a fictional historically black college in Virginia. I can say that my family and I adored this show because it so closely and accurately depicted college life at an HBCU. This role cemented Summer in her career.
In a room doing 5 beats a day for 3 summers. That's a different world like 3 summers. I deserve to do these numbers.
And not only does she act, she sings. In 1990, she sang background vocals on 2 tracks for fellow A Different World cast member Jasmine Guy's self-titled LP. In 1993, she released an album as lead singer with her band Subject to Change. However, Capitol Records did not officially release the album because of quote-unquote creative differences, drama. The records that were produced were distributed as promotions and are considered a rarity. The band, with an aggressive political message and rock soul fusion sound, remained popular as co-headlining acts with other performers. In 1999, Summer released her solo album, Street Fairy, produced by and featuring guest artist and friend Lenny Kravitz. A number of Summer's portrayed characters, animated or otherwise, are singers or sing songs within the soundtrack of a show. For instance, the character of Susie in All Grown Up was portrayed as a singer with real talent, allowing Summer to sing a lot in this role. Summer also sings the opening theme song for All Grown Up. The character of Foxy Love in Drawn Together was a singer, with songs like La 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 Labia and Crashy Smashy. Number 5 from Codename Kids Next Door sang a lullaby to lull babies to sleep. Summer also co-performed lead vocals in the song Cool Kitty. This accompanied a cartoon called Class of 3000, directed and written by Andre 3000 for Cartoon Network.
I'm always chilling like it's 40 below.
So, fun fact, out of all her roles, guess which one was her favorite to play?
Go Foxy, it's your birthday, now for real, just for play.
Yes, the raunchy yet lovable character who was tastefully tasteless is one of my faves too. However, my absolute favorite has to be Abigail Abby Lincoln, aka Number 5.
Hush, my baby, don't cry, okay? The moon's in the sky, let's count the sheep. 1, 2, 3, 4, say hush, shush, shh. Snow, not way, yeah, rat or roar. 1, 2, 3, 4. Snow, 1, 2, 3, 4. Sleep tight, not a sound till morning.
You can see why. Okay, so if that wasn't enough, let me get into the specifics on why this ode is to Cree Summer. So she is literally the voice of my childhood.
My name's Susie, what's yours?
Tommy.
Hi Tommy, want me to show you our new house?
Preteen years.
Let me pretend I care. Okay, I'm done.
And adulthood.
Ooh, you and Pac-Man, huh? Well, you won't be the first fruity, eh? Yeah!
Animation has always provided a sense of wonder and astonishment for its viewers. For little black girls, seeing themselves through this outlet is even more special. I can say firsthand that this is true. While representation and inclusion are major movements now, this was not always the case.
I know for Susie, one of the most important things was that she sound smart and that she's very well spoken, because there were not a lot of brown girls in cartoons. As a matter of fact, there still aren't.
And while right now, Cree Summer represents just a small portion of African-American women voice actors, another thing that I love about Cree is that she is always actively encouraging women of color to go pursue that love of voice acting and animation. She was my first source of representation as Susie Carmichael, and over the years, she has continued to be so in her many roles. So I say that all to say that this mini-sode is my little ode to Cree Summer.